This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Australia, at least 12 people, including one shooter, have been killed in an attack at Sydney's Bondi Beach this evening in what has been declared as a terrorist incident. The second shooter is in police custody and is in a critical condition. 29 people have been injured, including two police officers. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the incident both shocking and distressing.
An attack on Jewish Australians is an attack on every Australian. There is no place for this hate, violence and terrorism in our nation. Let me be clear, we will eradicate it. Amidst this vile act of violence and hate will emerge a moment of national unity where Australians across the board will embrace their fellow Australians of Jewish faith.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi strongly condemned the ghastly terrorist attack. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, India stands in solidarity with the people of Australia in this hour of grief. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has also condemned the terror attack. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that New Delhi's thoughts are with the victims and their families. President Draupadi Murmu has said every unit of energy saved reflects a sense of responsibility towards nature and demonstrates care and sensitivity for future generations. Addressing a gathering on National Energy Conservation Day in New Delhi today, the president emphasized that energy conservation is no longer just an option, but a necessity of the present times. She said India has taken significant steps in the areas of energy conservation and clean energy transition. The president also felicitated the winners of the National Energy Conservation Awards 2025 and National Painting Competition on Energy Conservation 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a bilateral visit to the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan from tomorrow at the invitation of King Abdullah bin al-Hussein. The visit, Prime Minister Modi's first full-fledged bilateral engagement with Jordan, coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries and comes amid sustained high-level political engagement between New Delhi and Amman. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed senior party leader Nitin Naveen as the national working president of the party with immediate effect. Nitin Naveen is currently serving as a minister in the Bihar government. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has congratulated Nitin Naveen on becoming the national working president of the BJP. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Nitin Naveen has distinguished himself as a hard-working worker of the party. The railways is on the verge of completing electrification on almost its entire broad-gauge network, with more than 99% electrification across 25 states and union territories. The Ministry of Railways informed that over 33,000 kilometers route was electrified between 2019 and 2025. It added that the total distance electrified during this period alone is almost equal to the entire railway network of Germany, showing the country's scale of expanding clean and efficient rail traction. India has categorically rejected assertions made by the interim government of Bangladesh, saying that New Delhi has consistently supported free, fair and inclusive elections in the neighboring country and has never allowed its territory to be used for activities hostile to the interests of the Bangladeshi people. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement today said that India expects that the interim government of Bangladesh will take all necessary measures in ensuring internal law and order for the purpose of holding peaceful elections. With Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan, or GRAP, already active across Delhi NCR amid worsening air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has taken several measures to prevent further deterioration of air quality. Our correspondent reports that under GRAP 4, entry of heavy vehicles from other states is banned in Delhi. And in men's cricket, South Africa was 66 for 5 in 12.5 overs against India in the third T20 International of the 5-match series at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to take the field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.